$10,344. They're requesting special use exception and a variance also. They're requesting a variance from the required 300 feet from the dwelling. And I think we left this open because we need a survey.
Well,
from that, is that correct?
I think we have a drawing here, but it shows numerous variances are needed. From about three different houses, there's a 130-foot variance needed, 70-foot, 74-foot, 143-foot, a 19-foot, and a 254-foot, and a 222-foot. I can pass this down. There's a lot of directions that it's violating.
Okay. If you would, then, please. We appreciate that.
Might make more sense.
It was advertised for variance.
But variance from setback. Yeah, I think the advertising is okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't specific.
I think it was similar to the previous one. They just didn't know all the distances.
I think we asked them for a survey, wasn't it?
We asked them for something.
Something that.
Yeah, with the measurements. So I guess that's.
The young lady wasn't. She didn't have any idea for sure. The sales manager that was with them.
Wow. We're asking for the special use for off-premise and a variance from setback requirements. So.
And there's, you know,
so. Been up 2 years also?
I didn't have that written down on this one, Mr. McCabe. But there from that seafood shack, we need a 254-foot variance. Wow, that one house, yeah. They got quite a few in there. 222 variance from the sidewalk, or that one home. There we go. No, Mr. Cable, I didn't have that down on that. It'd been there for 2 years. Now, I'm not saying that it hasn't. I just didn't pick up on that one.
Jane, how long has it
been
there?
I may not even ask her.
Huh? How long has that sign been there?
You know? I don't know. I don't see it written on anything here.
I didn't have that down. I did on the first one. I asked the leader, Darlene, right?
Sign's been on the property for over 2 years.
Been on it for over 2 years also. Thank you. Did you hear that, Mr. McCabe? Mr. Mills said it's been on there over 2 years also. This one has. Mr. Robeson. After looking at the council, do you feel they should have to, we should have meant to have another hearing come in to correct those with? Is that that many, or?
If I recall correctly, the one on the seafood shack, wasn't that in violation itself? Because we had to, I don't think you can make them, I don't think it's fair to require that they get a variance from an illegal sign, but I think there's a lot more of these than probably what everybody anticipated that night.
Hold on, I know what you mean.
On the other hand, they're mostly houses, and there's not much way, you know, it's circled by houses. I don't, you know, no matter where they move it, they're going to, you know, they might improve one, but they're going to make another one worse.
Well, how about that Mary Maid's on? That must be the one next to that seafood shack, because I asked her about that. That must be that 222-foot in Mary Maid's, right close by that seafood shack, right next to it.
I'm
not familiar. I believe that was that there, too, then. I went down. I remember those two places. They were close on.
The closest one is that seafood shack, and
right.
I think that one you—that's the.
That was one of them.
That one you can eliminate.
Okay, and then next one.
45, 46 feet. There is a 222 to something else.
I think it's at Mary Maid's. That's that next place. Right?
That's another sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that close to that.
I'm not sure they can move that anywhere on that property that would eliminate the variances. You know, they're just surrounded by them.
Right. I think it's that many.
That's the way it looks here on this map, anyway.
Yeah, it must be 7 or 8 a minute. Or 8 or 9. Wow.
4 houses and,
I think they'd be setting a precedent without having another hearing them come in and try to correct them. I said, to prove something like this, we need 7 or 8 variances. I said, we'd be setting a precedent with them, trying to correct them some, as council said, you can't on the, you know, on the seafood shack, but there's other ones. More than I figured. But anyway. Mr. McCabe, I'm sure,
No questions.
Questions on it? I mean, in regards to the correcting some of these variances, how do you feel on that? What position, what do you,
Well, it's been there for a couple of years, they say, so.
Been there over 2 years.
Not gonna change anything, at least there are another 2 years. Is it all the same project as the previous one we just approved, just on another road?
You're shaking your head, yeah, John, I don't know if that's true or not, I think it might be a separate subdivision.
Mm-hmm, she said that.
It's down a different,
Yeah.
Road off 24.
Yeah,
it's the same applicant, but a different,
Yeah, same applicant, but it's a different.
Long neck shores on both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, but one says long neck shore, single family homes, and the other one's long, that's on Route 5, long neck shores. That might be though, you got a point there, well, I don't know though. But don't look like the same area, just from what these I see here.
But on the small side, this new section from the 190s.
Mm-hmm. If I meant for the area, these signs are during, during black and white's kind of, but the area doesn't look the same, we're right there though, probably could be. But needless to say, there'll be, to me though, you know, that many variances on one lot there, but that they're from, 7 or 8 of them, I think they're, to me, there's more than what I would figure. I only seen those two, and I brought up that night, was that, like I said, that seafood shack, well, I can't even say that anymore, because they're in violation as it is, but the other place that Mary made, I didn't know how much any farther, because I asked her that question, and she wasn't sure. Okay, Mr. Workman, what's your,
I'm in favor of it.
You're not in favor of it?
No.
In its present condition?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
Discounting the illegal one, there would be 4 houses and 2 signs, I think.
There's 6.
With that many, I would tend possibly not to be in favor of
it. Mr. Mills?
Works for me.
Okay. And that'd be the consensus then of the board. There being no further discussion, then I will entertain a motion on case number 10,344.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we deny case number 10,344 as it doesn't meet the standards for granting variance and because of the violations will substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Okay, you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,344 for the reason so stated that one, that it would not meet, doesn't meet the standards for granting of a variance and would have a substantial adverse effect on the properties with as many variances that in question. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, case number 10,344 is denied. Okay, next case.